Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
So you'd know that voice anywhere. Not mine. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Ted Johnson here on WEEI Afternoons. That was Jordan Hudson, the famous or infamous girlfriend of Bill Belichick.
That's her title, right?
Now,
just the girlfriend of Bill Belichick.
She handles his professional and personal life, or however he phrased it in one of those statements.
But by his choice.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not like her running his life. She's running his life, but he wants her to run his life.
Some people believe it's elder abuse, and maybe she's manipulating a poor old man who's lost his way.
I don't think that's the case.
Different topic, different day. That was some audio from the new Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast on The Athletic, everywhere you get your podcasts. He did a full one-hour episode. His latest information, he claims it's been 5 months since he's done a podcast on Bill. I don't know. It feels like we've done one since then. But I'll take his word for it if he says that's the case, in which... That audio was taken from audio he got from NFL Films headquarters, where Bill Belichick last September was with Mike Lombardi and Matt Patricia and Jordan to prepare to tape his show called Coach, which some of us remember. I honestly only saw a couple clips. I didn't watch much of it.
Patricia and Belichick every week breaking down film and just kind of like doing his thing.
Yep. Yes, sir. And Jordan was there, and there's video of it if you want to find it as well. So this is behind-the-scenes footage that somebody allowed to be out there, wanted out there. Elsewhere in the clip, and we may have some of this in a minute, but Jordan, who brags about her Adobe Photoshop ability.
Oh, yeah. Big
and
time.
She says Adobe Photoshop like I say Dan
times.
Ball. Dan right. Ball. Dan Ball.
Wait, hold on. You have to literally say Adobe in front of Photoshop as if like there's another company that makes Photoshop.
Yeah, the competing Photoshop, the different Photoshop. And then she tells them how she made Bill's website using all these laws. She's so creative.
She's this
awesome.
To producers whose whole life and probably education is based around knowing how to produce shows.
And she's ripping basically the graphics they're going to use. Bill, first thing you hear is her questioning Bill. Which I was like, whoa, because Bill had a breakdown of Cowboys versus Browns. And he's like, keep them out of the end zone. And she goes,
is that the red zone, Bill?
Shouldn't it be
red zone?
The red zone. And Bill was like, almost wanted to say, you let me worry about the football, honey. But he didn't.
He didn't.
But then she goes on to criticize the actual graphics and how they're being put together. At one point, she says something to the effect of, you could give me 5 minutes and $2,000 and I'll do it for you or something. And I was like, So I don't know if you guys checked it out because she references the great job she did, because everything she does is great. I don't know if you noticed that. She knows how to do everything.
Yep.
BillBelichick.com.
What did she say to Charlotte?
The president of your world.
Oh, my God.
Yep, she's the president of your world. She did Bill Belichick's website, which is just a link to a bunch of GIFs, and it's very weird. GIFs that include – it's like she just searched Belichick GIF and then posted whatever came up.
Oh, my God. I'm on the cover of it.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
You see my name right there.
Look at the top tab, though, where it tells you what website you're on. Tells you you're on BillBelichick.com with two Ks. There's not two K's on the end of his name. You didn't even spell your boyfriend's name right on his own flipping website, and you're telling other people how to do their damn jobs.
I know local rappers who have better websites than
this. Yes, because when you let an amateur do something, you generally get amateur results. The people are professionals for a reason. You know where you get amateur results? When Bill Belichick took an amateur offensive coach named Matt Patricia and let him run the offense.
Is it necessary to say keep them out of the end zone? Because I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory. Wow. I don't know if there's like an additional point.
Yeah, they'll be 100%.
See, he's agreeing with her.
He's agreeing with Patricia. I think he's a little annoyed at the interjection.
Okay.
And I can tell you for sure by that tone, Matt Patricia is annoyed because we heard earlier that they all hate each other, that Lombardi hates Patricia, Patricia hates Lombardi. They both hate Jordan. Jordan hates them. They think very little of each other. But as our leaping off point, Stiz, I did want to play this Pablo Torre piece of information that is most tied to the present, most tied to the University of North Carolina, and what's actually going on right now with Bill Belichick.
One prominent UNC booster told me that this collapse, this curve, represents, quote, the desecration of their university. Alumni and boosters are, quote, sick about this. And to speed run through it, this is the fallout from the rebranding of a guy who was once upon a time, Katie, considered the greatest football coach of all time. You remember those days.
So Bill Belichick
is
leading the desecration
of the university.
That's a strong
word.
It's a very strong word. And I'm going to take Pablo. He said a big donor. So a big donor has power in places like that, right?
No doubt. Well, the big donors got him hired.
Got him hired and can also therefore do what? Get him fired.
Fired.
Because a big donor says one simple thing. Hey, remember that check I wrote last year for $25 million? Mm-hmm. If you want me to write it again, that guy goes because he's desecrating my beloved university.
Mm-hmm. He's taking a big, hot, steamy dump on my school.
Absolutely. So that is, I thought that was some of the most interesting current time, present information, because then some of this other stuff is a little bit more background information and what went on. We also learned that Bill Belichick, if you believe Pablo Torre's reporting, Fitzy, was not aware when he recorded his part of the dynasty that the dynasty was owned by Robert Kraft.
And he was completely ignorant to the Kraft, with that auxiliary LLC that Robert Kraft and whoever else set up.
Yes. And
which surprises me.
I don't know how he didn't know. I mean,
I think that's something he would ask about first.
And I didn't know it, like, legal-wise. But the reality was, that book, when it was written, was sent to every season ticket holder.
Correct.
That book, when it was written, was sold and had signings in the Patriots Pro Shop. Right there, Bill should have been like, something smells a little funny here. Mm. Like, this book is literally being given to all of our fans out of, like, there's a weird connection there that I would have looked into if I were Bill Belichick before I took part in the video version of it documentary. But that would explain, because I think that was one of the questions
we
all had.
He didn't have a spit bowl with him. He didn't have Jordan in his life at that time.
I think he did.
Oh, did he?
Oh, I think he did.
The book, The Dynasty?
No, the video version.
The video was.
Yes, yeah. But somewhere along the line, why didn't she say, Bill, this book has been, like, I feel like, yes, if she's a good point. If she's as smart as she proclaims to be and runs every aspect of his life and protects the Bill Belichick brand and image and all that, she should have been in on that. Because that was one thing I think we all wondered a little bit, like, why did Bill take part in it if you saw it kind of going down a road of whatever it was going to be? How did they pull the wool over him on that? Well, he didn't know it was essentially a Kraft Sports Productions. Stiz, get that audio earlier, though. Let's play that for Ted, where basically the palace intrigue here, the opposite of the love triangle, the hate triangle that exists with Bill Belichick's inner circle. The hate triangle.
But the defining feature of this dynamic, right, which is palpable on this set of NFL films at this time, was that Lombardi, Jordan, and Patricia all disliked each other. And they all were kissing Bill Belichick's ass.
This is so such a pathetic visual.
All I'm here to report is that the last two seasons that Bill Belichick had in New England were 2022 and 2023. She shows up in the fan cam footage in 2021, meaning that Jordan Hudson, over the prior 3 years to this assemblage of talent at NFL Films in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, she had leapfrogged both Mike Lombardi and Matt Patricia and cultivated the most direct line, of course, to Bill.
I'm with Katie Nolan on that one. I mean, she has a way to directly connect with him in ways that they simply cannot directly connect with him.
She has tricks and tools that help her do a lot of catapulting.
It's really not a fair fight for those two guys.
If you were to ask me before us knowing this, who would probably leap to the front, I would have guessed probably Jordan.
Yes, that would be fair. There's also some information here. I don't know if we pulled it, Stiz. If we did, give me the thumbs up. Where we find out, so we remember that Pablo Torre reported that Jordan had been banned from UNC. And there was some pushback and some various information. Pablo also revealed that she wore a banned necklace on opening night. Those, you know, great 3 seconds of football for UNC.
Needs to stop with the I want to be Taylor Swift.
Oh, she does.
Oh, my God, does she want to be Taylor Swift?
What did she get? A trademarked something with Gold Digger, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she's owned all this.
Yeah, the jewelry line.
Yeah.
So you can't put me down. I own these, all these things that you're calling me. I own them now.
I wonder if the band necklace was a piece of Gold Digger jewelry from the brand that she's trying to start, a little cross-promotion.
Boom.
But interestingly, we never knew necessarily who was saying. Who was saying that Jordan was banned from UNC football? Come to find out.
One thing that I do want to report publicly now, which I've been waiting to report.
Here we go.
Can't wait.
Should we hold hands?
There was this disputed whole like thing that I was blamed for. The person who had told multiple people around the program that Jordan was no longer involved with the football program and was no longer allowed in the building was, you guessed it, North Carolina general manager Mike Lombardi.
Whoa! It's the like other, Game of Thrones up in there.
The other advisor on Bill Belichick's shoulders.
Wow.
So the information came from the $1.5 million general manager, highest paid general manager in all of college football. Did you know that? Highest paid GM in all of college football, $1.5 million, and he's telling people, oh yeah, Bill's girlfriend, she got banned. We banned her from the facility. Remember that led to like statements and reactions and UNC denying?
Yep.
No, she's still welcome.
They had to put a
building.
Statement out right away.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is,
that's so
I find
weird.
This really interesting that Bill has, is he aware of this sort of
power struggle between his number one general manager and his girlfriend?
Yeah. Is he aware?
I guess so. And he's handling it really, really well, right? He's taking care of this business.
And he's focused on the task at hand.
It's unbelievable. But he needs, theoretically, both of them in his life. I don't know if he can tie shoes without Jordan. I don't know if he can basically, you know, run a football team without Mike Lombardi, right?
So is that metaphorical or literal?
I was going to say, is that a euphemism or is that a...
It's just not literally tie his shoes, okay?
But shoes, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean.
But I just think he needs Lombardi in his corner for the football ops, and he needs Jordan in his corner for the PR stuff.
So, Ted, the one thing they played, and this is old audio from Mike Lombardi footage from the coach show with Matt Patricia and Bill Belichick. This is audio of Mike Lombardi basically explaining his attachment to Bill Belichick, and I think you're going to love this.
I think we've been lucky too, right? And I think to me, I don't want to speak for Matt, but for me, I can't really survive in any other culture but this. That's the one thing I've learned through my failures is I need this, whether it's doing this TV show or being in the NFL or doing anything, is that this culture that I learned from you and how to behave and how to act and how to think is really the way, it's become a way of life. It's become my operating system, and without it, it's really no fun.
Does he get down on his hands and knees and put his hands together like he's praying?
Well, he should for one
Bill,
and a half.
Dear
you know,
Bill,
the money.
I just, Bill, thank you for my life. Bill, thank you for everything you've given me. Without you, I don't exist.
It's really unbelievable.
It's crazy.
It'd be one thing for somebody to think that way, but then to express it on a television show in public.
I wonder what Matt Patricia was thinking at that point.
Right. Are you trying to one-up me? And what do I have to say something better than what you're saying right now? Right.
But guys, at least the one thing about Matt Patricia and Mike Lombardi, feel how you will about the way that they compose and handle themselves personally or on the microphone in this absurdist deference to Belichick. At least they have done things in the realm of football. At least they have contributed to the success of football teams and or most recently including the back half of the Patriots' double dynastic run. Jordan Hudson doesn't know, like, you can fill a freaking Poland Springs water bottle with what this gal knows about football compared to Lombardi or then Patricia or Belichick. That's the thing that galls me the most.
I bet you she was making decisions for Bill when she didn't she get in, come in the picture like in 2022, 2023?
Oh, yeah. I think 21.
Okay, so maybe it was her idea to put Maddie out there.
I think 19. I think we keep undercutting it.
I get the sense that she was making decisions, football decisions for Bill. All the way back in those last 3 years of his tenure.
She's had influence. She's had influence.
Yeah, she suspended Guerrero. Yeah,
there you go. That was her idea, I bet.
Who knows how far along this goes back and how much her influence was.
Lombardi, I can't survive in this culture. I can't breathe unless I'm with Bill Belichick.
Okay, so we talked about the graphics a little bit. We talked about the website. Then the hot mic catches them. So just to give you the visual, some of the people that are in the room go somewhere else, and they have a minute. But they're still mic'd up, and they're still in a production studio. They should still know.
They're whispering, though.
They're whispering into microphones.
Yes.
And if you whisper into a microphone, people can still hear you.
Yes.
And if you say something really dumb, they could record it and play it.
Ask the people at NBC Sports Boston.
Absolutely.
Don't ever leave your microphone on when you go to the bathroom and pee.
Yeah.
That is a no-no. But here is some of the hot mic Bill Belichick and Jordan basically talking crap about everybody working around them.
Oh, that looks great. Awesome.
Let's go back. Let's go back.
Okay.
Thanks,
Tony. Yeah.
Should
have
Tony
built
the set.
No kidding.
Thank you for helping solve this.
You should send him one of those texts. Like, even
okay, pause for a second, Stiz. Just to clarify, this is them looking at something on his phone, and it's Tony, and there's one other guy, and basically they're praising other people they've worked with on other things. Mm-hmm. I don't know who these people are specifically, but they're like, maybe we could get them to come in and do this, because these people don't know what they're doing.
Right.
And he could do it, and we wouldn't have to explain it to him, and that's sort of the conversation that unfolds. So go ahead, Stiz.
I was thinking of you the whole time. You want to something? We should get Tony in here.
You're very much. He would make this place better than what it is, I'll tell you that.
Pause real quick. Bill Belichick, who loves NFL films, just said, he would make this place better than what it is, I can tell you that.
Are you kidding me? Like, he was asked one time what his favorite movie was, and he says, anything made by NFL films.
Yeah, and that's Ken Rogers, his buddy.
Bill Belichick referred to Steve Sable, the creator of NFL films, as a great friend and recalled conversations during owning meetings with Steve Sable. He loves Steve Sable in NFL films.
So roll it, Stiz. Let's hear him crap on Steve Sable's company more.
On like a really serious note, on some of the things that we want to have mounted and whatnot, I mean, there's some things that fall through the cracks, but for the most part, everything is actually really well done. You don't have to give Tony every single little detail for him to figure it out.
That's right.
I don't know, I have four full-time graphics people.
I can't do
right.
That's not really Joe's thing. That's what Matt Ivory's talking about. It's not really Joe's thing. Could we teach him to do it? Yeah, but then he becomes a graphics guy, and we need somebody who did that for us, and we have to figure out who's available to do that. You know,
who knows how to arrange the stats? Because I have a graphics person who helped me with the website.
We need a football person.
I think they're using all of the underdog people from the other things that don't know how to do anything else aside from what they do on all the other shows, which honestly, frankly, really isn't that good.
Oh. All right, pause there.
She just...
So they're using underdog people that they do all their other stuff, which honestly isn't that good.
Yes.
I got a graphics person.
Yes.
They helped me with your rinky-dink website that I could bring in.
Yes.
She is unbelievable.
But it's just fascinating to me that Bill is just, he's always micromanaged everything. I've always told the story of, like, even the pictures that you see in the hallways of our locker rooms and leading into our meeting rooms.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Who's the one putting them there? He's got every single detail in our facility was because Bill wanted it there. It was because if it was there, it's because Bill wanted it there. He's micromanaging something that he's not even, that's not even what his expertise is in.
And she's the same. She's the same way. I don't know what her expertise is in, and I don't mean that as a shot. I just don't know. She clearly thinks she's an expert in real estate and corporations and law and
everything.
Graphic. Right. I don't know what her actual... Mm-hmm. I mean, she was a very successful gymnast/cheerleader.
She was a runner-up for the Miss Maine pageant, okay?
Okay, so she's got that. That's an area of expertise. But now she's telling people, you don't know how to do your job. Mm-hmm. I could do your job in 5 minutes on Adobe Photoshop.
I swear it's the Kim Kardashian effect. Like, Kim, you know, kind of like the... And Kim Kardashian actually really is smart. She helped get people out. But anyway, besides the point.
No, baby, let's
sex tape. I mean, that's people, why my mom almost put out my sex tape, too.
But people go... You know, people are familiar, especially younger people. They're familiar with social media and think, oh, this is easy. Like, I could be a brand manager. I can do this. I can pick graphics and fonts for a website. The only thing I will say, though, is as a producer... I think that this, as messy as it is, dirty. That's dirty. And I could bury most people that I've worked with.
Right.
You guys included.
Right.
And I would never. Yeah. So I think that the.
Whoa. But have we given you reason to?
This audio.
Have we given you reason to? Do we treat you like crap?
Well, you keep buying me Red Sox jerseys and giving me nice coats, then yes.
Exactly.
We'll stay kosher.
We treat you like a nice person. Like, we appreciate you.
We don't talk down to you.
If we talk down to you and we belittled you and told you didn't know how to do your job, you might find a way to accidentally send some clips out that might get us in hot water, correct? 100%. I'm with you. But this is what you get, right? This is, we've talked about this with Ted and Mary Kay Cabot. And why'd she bring that up at her? Because when you step on people on the way up and then you meet them on the way back down, they're going to step on you. They're going to kick you. They're going to try to take it out on you, right?
Because we go, yeah, no, I do agree. And you guys are nice. And from what I've heard, you know, Bill was, I guess, tough to work with. But
was, is, always has been.
We have to trend soon, so we're up against it. But we should play in fairness. NFL Films has released a statement to McAfee.
Absolutely. When we come back on the other side, in all fairness,
to be fair,
balanced, McAfee reached out to NFL Films for comment on this audio and this footage, and they responded to him. So we'll play that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Fitzy has what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
This is a trending report brought to you by people that actually respect the work of NFL Films and the Saball family. Yeah, your New England Patriots are set to travel to Tennessee, Mike Vrabel's former house, Nissan Stadium, to take on the Titans and interim head coach Mike McCoy this Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. The game will be broadcast on CBS. The Patriots are a 7-point road favorite, which marks the first time the Pats are road favorites of 7 points or more since the infamous Antonio Brown game of 2019 in Miami. Mike Vrabel said earlier today in front of the media at Gillette Stadium that 4 players were questionable, including cornerback Charles Woods, safety Jalen Hawkins, defensive end Harold Landry, and wide receiver Stephon Diggs, who, according to sources, is expected to play Sunday. Calvin Ridley has been ruled out for Tennessee with a hamstring injury. Week seven, got off to a banger last night with an awesome game between Cincinnati and the Steelers. Cincinnati surviving with a thrilling 33-31 win at home over Pittsburgh with a last-second Evan McPherson field goal. Joe Flacco in just his second start for the Bengals after arriving 11 days ago via trade from Cleveland, went 31 for 47, 342 yards and three touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers joined the over 40 quarterback fun, throwing for 249 yards and four touchdowns, but two costly picks. Last night, the Bruins got their three-game West Coast road swing off to a bad start with a 6-5 loss to the Golden Knights of Vegas. Jeremy Swayman brought a six-pack to the party. Unfortunately, it was a six-pack of goals that he gave up to the Golden Knights. Zadorov, Janot, Kastelich, Pasternak, and Asimont all scored for the Bees. Up next on the trip is a mammoth game. That's right, it's Boston versus Utah, Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. And in baseball, Game 5 tonight between the Blue Jays and the Mariners out at T-Mobile Field in Seattle after last night's 8-2 win for the Blue Jays in Toronto. You got Kevin Gausman on the hill for Toronto opposite Seattle's Bryce Miller. And in the National League, the Dodgers look to punch their ticket back to the Fall Classic to defend their title with a Game 4 set to take place tonight after 8 in Chavez Ravine. TBD is scheduled to take the hill for Milwaukee opposite Shohei Ohtani. Trending this hour is brought to you by our friends at Mario's Roofing. Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. This is your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens, and that's what's trending at WEEI and WEEI.com. Come on back now, more Jordan Belichick and New England Patriots talk on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.